Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
World without end. Amen.
at the Imperial Meeting in Augsburg. The chief article of faith is Article 26 of the Distinction of Meats. Thus, therefore, they have taught that by the observances of human tradition we cannot merit grace or be justified, and hence we must not think such observances necessary acts of worship. We add hereunto testimony of the Scripture. Christ in Matthew defends the apostles who had not observed the usual traditions, which, however, evidently pertains to the matter not unlawful, but indifferent, and to have a certain affinity with the purification of the law, says in Matthew 15, in vain they do worship me with the commandments of men. He therefore does not exact an unprofitable service. Shortly after he adds, not that which goeth into the mouth that defiles a man. So also Paul in Romans says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect to a holy day, or the Sabbath day. Also, if you be dead with Christ, with the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, ye are subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not. And Peter says in Acts, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Here Peter forbids to burden the conscience with many rites, either of Moses or of others. And in 1 Timothy, Paul calls the prohibition of the meats and doctrine of devils, for it is against the gospel who institutes or to do such works, that by them we may merit grace, as though Christianity could not exist without such service to God. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever, that in which I create, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall not be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of the light, and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that we, whether we're awake or asleep, should live together with him. Therefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as you do. So far, the epistle. gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. And the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And then at midnight there was a cry made out, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered and said, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went into the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward, it came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." But he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, I don't even know you. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man shall return." So far the Holy Gospel. Let us confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was born by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for our sin and our salvation. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the great and the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church,
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Ready for Christ? That's a question. And it's based upon our gospel, and I would like to read verse 1 and 2 once again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps, and they went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, but 5 were foolish. So far, please be seated. This Sunday is the last Sunday of the church year. And it should remind us that there will come a last day for the entire world. The day when our Lord will return for that final judgment. It is indeed a sobering thought, because it indicates that some people will find the door to eternal life closed. This morning, let's consider the question, is the church ready for Christ's return? And notice the emphasis is on the word church. We're not at this morning speaking about unbelievers, not making reference to those who never heard about Christ. No. This is a question for the church. Is the church ready? That is, the community of believers, are they ready for the return of Christ? A part of the church's preparation lies in the shaping of the message of the gospel. The opportunity for the church is now, today, this very hour. Because on the last day when Christ descends with his holy angels and the fiery curtain covers the world, it'll be too late. Too late to proclaim the message of Christ's redeeming love. There will be no time, no opportunity to speak to your loved one or friends about the forgiveness that is through faith in Christ Jesus. All those who are not in the true faith will not have the opportunity to say, Father, forgive me. There will be only the appearance of Jesus Christ returning not as a Savior, but he will be returning as a judge. Again, is the church, are we, as members of the Holy Christian Church, are we ready for Christ? The reason for this question is the fact that all the virgins in this morning's gospel had all the outward appearances of being ready. They all belong to the group waiting for the bridegroom. This is why we are not talking about non-Christians. We're talking about believers, people who do not know Christ or do not care to know Christ are certainly not waiting for our Lord to return. But notice also that all 10 maidens in our gospel lesson, they each had a lamp, but 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Like many in the church today, all seem to have the outward appearances of belonging to Christ. But some are ready for Christ, and others are not ready for Christ. The 10 maidens represent all the people who busy themselves with the work of the church. They have Bibles under their arms. They have Sunday school lessons in their hands. They have crosses on their lapels, outward evidence that they do belong. But again, are we ready for Christ? Do we really belong to him? And yes, we're worshiping here this very moment. And yes, we come to the Lord's Supper quite regularly. Are these outward marks, formalities, or are they actual evidences of our faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Our gospel lesson tells us that while the bridegroom tarried, the virgins all slept and slumbered. Here again, we can have a picture of a church. Because even in the church, there are times when those with Bibles under their arms, the crosses on their lapels, they fall asleep. When someone shouts at the most unexpected moment, that the bridegroom was coming. All the maidens awakened, they jumped up, and they began to trim their lamps. And at the most unexpected time, Holy Scripture tells us Christ will return. Will there be a rapid jumping up and grabbing our Bibles and flipping to possibly Psalm 23 because we know where that is? These are difficult, piercing questions that we must ask. We must ask ourselves such questions in order to be alert to our responsibility to Jesus Christ. We must have faith and trust in Christ as our Savior from sin, living daily for His return. Five of the virgins had all the outward marks, with lamps in their hands, but they were foolish. They were not ready. Their lamps were empty. And whatever the reason, and I'm sure there are many reasons, they didn't have enough oil. They weren't ready for Christ's return. The lesson for us is that Jesus Christ is coming. He is going to return. Holy Scripture tells us this. Because at the close of the New Testament, we find these words from the church. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The thrust of this morning's gospel is intended to create a very somber moment. Because our lives, like the empty lamps, must be filled with Christ. Jesus Christ, the very righteousness of God, God Himself, comes to us through word and sacrament to make our lives of imperfection perfect, forgiving us all of our sins through trusting faith in His atoning life, death, and resurrection. This very hour, our lamps are being filled as we gather together in worship. It is here through word and sacrament that the oil is given, the message of our Savior's redeeming love, and our forgiveness of sins. It is here that God, the Holy Spirit, working through word and sacrament, makes our lives ready for Christ's return. This morning's gospel shares with us a very serious moment in the life of Christ. He speaks about His return, about the day of judgment which is coming. On that day, we will never again have the opportunity to tell a loved one or a friend about salvation through faith in Christ. There will never be another chance to invite a loved one or a friend to join you in church. Holy Communion will no longer be needed, which gives us the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins. It will never again be celebrated as we celebrate it now, even though we will sit at the table of the Lord. The sacrament of Holy Baptism will never again be offered or even needed. Now is the time for all of us to share the word, the wonderful faith that we have in Christ our Lord, with those who don't have this great blessing. Only because of His grace is God giving us a little more time. But the time will end. The door will be shut. The account Christ gives us in this morning's gospel indicates that some will be ready, some will not be ready. Thank God we have the opportunity once again this morning to continue in the word of truth and life, receiving once again the sacrament of Holy Communion given to us for the forgiveness of our sins. This Christ, who gave everything, who has redeemed us in order that we may be with Him in eternity in heaven, is coming. So please share this truth with others. And may we, with all the saints of God, confidently say, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Away from thy presence, and in my
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, and to give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to the damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying, same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. This is the true blood. Shed for the remission of your sins.
The Lord bless you and keep you in his saving grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take, drink. This is the true blood against us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same faith for thee and for love for one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant your peace.